This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm Justin Hall, I'm from Swindon, Wiltshire, and I'm doing the plumbing City and Guilds Level 2 and 3.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Justin Hall, who is doing his plumbing practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Justin, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Justin, just before we start the interview, could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
Well, in brief, I've spent the last 12 years in banking call centres, doing planning and support functions, which is all to do with delivery of telephony. And that's pretty much what my career has been up to this point.
Well, having worked for 12 years in the banking industry, and I think that's a completely different career than what you're pursuing now.
Absolutely right.
I mean, what inspired you, what triggered you to go into plumbing?
Ill health, I guess, in the first instance. The job I was in was extremely stressful. And there were too many bosses. I decided I wanted to do something different. I wanted to work for myself.
After having quite a stressful, you said, very intense and demanding job, how are you finding plumbing? And do you think it's much easier than what you used to do before?
I think it's very different to what I'd done before. I don't work as a plumber at the moment. I accept, you know, odd jobs here and there, but I'm enjoying the training. I think it will be much different to what I did before, and I'm just happy that it's away from the corporate stresses, really.
And as somebody who has little or no experience in the trades before, how are you finding it? And what would you say to those people who are not sure whether to pursue a career in the trades?
Well, I think it's ideal for people who want to take charge of their own destiny. You know, who want to learn a skill, which is something which is not as prevalent today as it used to be. You know, there's less apprenticeships out there and that sort of thing. So it's good for people who want to take it on board on their own shoulders to do something for themselves. It's hard work doing it alongside another job, but ultimately I believe it's going to be worth it.
That's interesting, which triggers me to my next question. How did you manage to combine your everyday life with your studying commitments?
Well, what I did was when I left the banking industry, I downsized my house. So I don't have a mortgage. I basically got rid of the mortgage by downsizing. So I'm now in a two-bed terraced house for the duration of my training, and that allows me to earn a lot less. So I'm currently a postman by morning, which pays enough to pay the basic bills, and that leaves me then most of the afternoons to study.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.